Kiro ma tata. Tua ta ira ka kia whae na mihi tō mehia. Ka tukuna na mihi te runga rāwa nā nā tūsino tanga mi te pakumi tūna unga mihi tō. O te rā nā hunga mate, ka wainga nui a tātou. Nā tūpuna e takahi tīnei kuna, mai i maki tū, ki te awa wai kato. Ki a te anuri, ki ara te te, ki māro nui a te, ka puto noa, ki tapu wai haruru a te, nā uri o te, hei te mihi. Mai matatā, mai te awa te atua, ki tarawera, ka tei ka puto mai, ki te tihi o tauhara, i nā uri o nā turoi rangi. Hei te mihi. Nā mihi anō, ki nā uri, ki puto mai te waka te aro, nā te tahi nā te whāwa, nā mihi ki a tātou. Ki nā kawai whakapapa, o te hiko ana te tūwhare toa, hei te mihi ki a tātou. Tātou, i tai ora mai, ki wangi nui a tātou, te rangi nei, ka tautoko te kaupapa ki nui a tātou. Kia whakaaro hea, kia whakahe tēnei momo mahi, e tūkino tia tō tātou nei tūpana awa o te awa waikato. Te tōnga tuku iho tēnei awa ki a tātou. Mōhio kā tōn e nā hapu. He wai taku te wahi o te tāheke hukahuka. He wahi tūpana katoa te whenua o raro o eira whenua. Nō reira, nei rā mātou. E whakaaro he mo te mauri, mo te mana, tō tātou nei wai, o tō tātou nei tōnga tuku iho. E kōre o timatanga noi ho tēnei, e whakamohi o te ai hea tā tātou tūranga. Te tūranga o Ngāti Tūwhare Tua. Nō reira, kā mihi ki toku mātua te naihe, e kaue nei te kōrero o ngā hapū me te taha o te koteitanga o Tūwhare Tua. Nei rā mātou i tautoko he i ana kōrero, me te kōrero o ngā marae, e mena a wangawanga a mātou pāna ki tēno o ngā mahi. Nō reira, ko te tangata e whai muri au, ko Jeff Rāmaka, ko kōrero e mo te pepa i tukuna a Māro Nui a te marae, he uri e mo Ngāti Rauhoto, mo Ngāti Tūrunga, he kōrero māna e pāna nā kōrero tūpuna mo tēnei wahi, ka kōrero hoki māna mo te mamai puta mai i tēno ona momo mahi i pāna ki tō tātou nei wai, ki tō tātou nei tonga. Whai muri i aia, ka tū, Dominic Bowden, ko e te kaiarahi tai a mo te pāranuku hau. Māna ka kawe nā kōrero o nā hapu, rauhotoa te urunga me te whare rā. Ka kōrero hoki e mo ana kōrero, mo ana whangangatanga ki te kaiarahi o tēnei kaupapa, me ana tuhinga e whakahe i tēnei o nā mahi mai i tōna timatanga ki te tau rōmano tukaumārima. Whā muri aia ka tū a Ruby Pitsiroi, huri e no Ngāti Rūngārei, ka kōrero e mo ngā pepe tuhinga a te marae a te rangita, ka kōrero māna mo ngā tikanga nā te taia, mo ngā kaupapa whakahirahira ki a mātou ki a te aki te taia, ka kōrero hoki e mo te mahi o tō mātou nei komiti, ko ngā kāhautu o te awa Waikato, mo i tō mātou nei mahi, hei te aki te mana o te awa. Whā muri aia māku ka whakakapi i a mātou nei kōrero, no te pōre o Ngāti Tūwhare Toa, mea mātou tūranga anō, e te whakahe e tēnei kaupapa i tū ki mō i a tātou te rangirei. Nō reira, nā mihi anō ki a tātou, ki tōki tōkana ki a Roger, ka aroha, tātou me, mōhu o rau ka tō tātou, he whungainga Ngāti Tahu ki Ngāti Tūwhare Toa, he mamai, he tukuna aroha ki a tātou ka tō ngāti me, kei te noho mātou ki ia taha o te taiapa, ko te tūmanako kei roto i taku manoa, ina ka kōrero tahi ai i te tuatahi, kia ara pō nā anga whakamoa, kāre mātou ka tai ki te kōrero i pāna ki ēnei kaupapa kei mō i te ngā kaiwhaka wānei no te kāwanatanga. Nō reira, māku, nā timatanga noiho, nei rā, ka tukuna te rākau ki tōku mātua nei a Matua Jeff. Tēnā tātou.
Nā tēnei me mihi te tuatahi ki a koutou rā ngā mana whenua i tūturu mai rā i noho ana ki roto i tēnei whai. Ki hei rā te kōrero mai rā i a mātou te puau, ha timata mai rā i a koutou rau hoto te urunga. Noho noa, kā ti rā i miana ki a rātou o te rangi i te Ngāti Rui Ngārangi. E whai ake nei i a rātou Ngāti Kapaua. Ngāti te rangi i te mihi ana i a koutou te rerenga mai o te wai, ka tai ake nei ki tēnei wahi. He whai ake nei i a tātou katoa te rerenga o tēnei wai, ka tai ake nei ki ara tia tia, ha ka tai ake nei ki te mana o tia, a tia muri, ara tia tia, te toka a tia, e whai ake nei a rātou te mana o te tangata, te mana o te tūpuna, ara ka tai ake nei ki a tā te mana o te uri. Nā reire me mihi ana o ki a koutou katoa, e te iwi e, nau mai, haere mai, hei te pōwhiri tia kē o tēnei rōpū, ki a koutou rā, tukuna mai te ahi. A kia ro mai, nā mihi atu ki a koutou katoa, I am Jeff Rāmeka, and I walk with the Taiaha. So, the kōrero that sits within this here is a Taiaha, and it's directed in multiple directions on behalf of the people that hurt as a result of it. So bear with me, I made a thesis. Let's get cracking. O rehu rehu ana te wai te piri ki ngā ke ki rongi te moana tā poko poko a tā whaki. Ko ira te atua o ngaru nui o ngaru roa. Ka kau hoi atu i tauku taku waka. Ākina atai, ākina ngaru kia ai ke pānuku ki rongi te huka huka o ngā tai, o ngā awa. Kia eke ai te kōrero, he pūkenga moana, he pūkenga awa. Eke nia i te waka, engari, kia tau anō koe ki te hara, ki te kare, o ngā wai o Tangaroa e. Horomatangi, aorangi, ōwhiao, nongo mai, matawhero, kaiuru, whakatāringa mai. The Waikato River begins its illustrious journey on the northeastern slopes of Mount Ruapehu, beginning as a small spring at the base of the Mangatoetoe Nui Glacier, then flowing west as the Waikato Stream across the Rangipo Desert, previously known as Nukuhau, towards the Waihoho Nui Stream. It then flows into the Waipakihi River at the base of the Kaimanoas before entering the Tongariro River and flowing into Taupō Moana, where it will exist for roughly 10 years before those little drops of water finally arrive at Te Puau and recommence their journey north for a 425-kilometre haerenga ki te Pūaha or Port Waikato, and into the Tasman Sea. The Waikato River has significant spiritual meaning to all of us Māori iwi that live along it and hapu. It provides us with a source of mana and pride, especially here at the source, the heartland of Ngāti Tūwharetoa. Lake Taupō is the heart of Te Ika a Māui, the great fish of Māui, and we consider the Waikato River to be the main arterial vein. It provides physical and spiritual sustenance for Māori living along its banks. The spirits of ancestors were said to mingle with its waters, which were used in rituals associated with birth and death, and other taki as well. Orators addressed it as having a life force, or a Māori, all of its own. My name is Jeff Rāmeka, I am of Ngāti Te Urunga, Ngāti Rauhoto descent, hapū of Ngāti Tūwharetoa. The iwi who holds title and mana whenua to the Waikato River to Te Toka Atia, below the falls as we know it today. Today I speak on behalf of Māro Nui Atia, marae against the proposal. Abstract. In 2017, the Whanganui River was granted rights as a result of breaches against Māori under the Treaty of Waitangi, signed between Māori chiefs and the British Crown in 1840. These rights were achieved by recognising and conveying upon the river as having a legal personhood, with rights, and reflects a distinctively Māori perspective of our rivers and their systems. The idea being to protect it from being used, exploited, or prospected in some way for personal, collective financial gain. This sets the template for what I suggest should be done to protect our river, our awa, Waikato. The Waikato River is an awa tupua, meaning it is an indivisible and living whole created from the mountains to the sea, incorporating all of its physical and metaphysical spiritual elements, including the water, its banks, its bed, flora, fauna, and the airspace above. I'm sure others will speak to their take later. The Waikato River has its own personality, moods, and interactions. Much like a person, however, it cannot speak for itself. That's why we're here. We do that on its behalf. The saying, the river has rights, and we as Ngāti Tūwhareroa are obliged. We are obliged to protect those rights. It's an irrefutable and considerable obligation, but one that must be honoured. In contemporary times, our taonga, our mountains, rivers, forests and estates have continued to be exploited and put under pressure and degraded in the name of development and commercial growth, completely against what was agreed through the Treaty of Waitangi. Along its length, hapū and iwi have been called upon to protect those rights as business and commercial entities emerge to apply, to engage, occupy, interact, or simply to take. The Auckland Regional Council Tainui issue being a very recent one. Why was Te Wharetoa not involved in that? What makes this issue important in the first instance is the challenge to our hapū and iwi, our relationship and whakapapa to this river and its immediate surrounds. In the mātauranga Māori perspective, which is essential to understanding our viewpoint, people are simply one element in the relational network known as whakapapa. We are tied, linked with all other life forms through our shared descent from earth and sky, rangi and papa. Whakapapa or genealogy is the central principle that orders us with our environment and our everyday world. It is essential to that relationship. Through this, we see ourselves as tangata whenua, not as people of the land, but people who are the land and as the land. So too then is our relationship with our waterways, our oceans, our lakes and rivers. Tangaroa sprang from rangi and papa, his offspring. The water creatures and taniwha are our water guardians, our kaitiaki. These stories should not be treated as being fanciful myths, for they are no less fanciful than the Loch Ness Monster, the Trolls of Norway, or the Chinese Dragon. Nor are they less significant than the Cross of St. George. Remember him? He goes down in English lore as one of the greatest heroes. In fact, his sign, the Cross of St. George, garnishes the English flag. Very famous in English lore. As a result, we can identify with our landscape through pepeha or tribal sayings. We can be heard saying, ko tauhara te maunga, ko taupo te moana, ko waikato te awa. In a first engagement discussion, we may start by saying, ko wai or no wai koe, meaning, whose waters do you descend from? Through our eyes, the river is seen as a whole, an indivisible entity, not separated into beds, banks and waters, not tidal or non-tidal, not navigable or non-navigable. The whole is greater than its parts. Through creation beliefs, we see the river as a living being, an ancestor, with its own Māori, its own authority, its own prestige and sacredness. The saying, waikato taniwha rau, he piko he taniwha, he piko he taniwha, describes the significance of the Waikato River and its inherent relationship with all of the tribes that live along its length. Ngāti Tūwhareroa are the first people of the Waikato River. We take our relationship and responsibility to it very seriously. Mana whenua, mana awa, mana tangata, our authority over land, river, people. As I explained in the saying, he piko he taniwha, the Waikato River has numerous iwi living along its length from Lake Taupō to Port Waikato. Firstly, from the exit at the Puhoki Nukuhau or the Taupō Boat Harbour to Port Waikato or the Boat Harbour, the kaitiaki hapū are Ngāti Te Urunga and Ngāti Rauhoto. I acknowledge Ngāti Rui Ngārangi there as well, because we have always lived together, always. Well, in my life, it's always been that way. So it's like having the back line missing from your rugby team. They are our back line. And they're very good at it too, I must add. We hold mana whenua and kaitiakitanga over the Māori, the life force of the river, extending from Taupō Boat Harbour to the Wairākei Stream. Below and beyond the Hooker Falls, this mana over the awa has been uncontested since the arrival of the great Waka Te Arawa. And was presented to the Waitangi Tribunal in the claim Y170, the Wairākei claim. This claim was upheld by the tribunal and was not contested, was uncontested. Therefore, this application for a zip line contravenes the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi, in particular the clause active protection of our mana, our resources, and our taonga. So let's get the mana buzz right. It refers to our authority. Ka whakaia hau te kōrero te ngai here that we should be standing here and justifying ourselves. Kei te he. This is the kōrero for iwi. This is the kōrero for hapū. This is our kōrero, it's our awa. From the Wairākei Stream to Aratiatia, the mana rests with Ngāti Te Rangi Ita, Ngāti Kapawa. There's another whānau I want to make sure we don't forget. Ngāti Kapawa. Orua Nui Marae. Karanga Hapu. Karanga Whānau. From Aratiatia to Reporoa Parekārangi, the mana sits with Ngāti Tahu Whāu. Then the mana transfers to Te Arawa, Maniapoto, Raukawa, Tainui. So mana is not an indispensable commodity, it's a responsibility. It can be a burden even, but something we're happy to live with. It's been with us always. When we come together to discuss such matters, our mana is brought to the fore with the expectation that we meet eye to eye, face to face, ka nohi ki te kanui. Therefore, having to stand here and represent and to justify doesn't resonate well with me. As I said before, e kai te he, it's wrong. This is not the best way to reach an outcome, and it is important to persevere and ensure that our engagement with the right people occurs. Ngāti Te Urunga Rauhoto should have been the first grouping consulted with. And likewise, the flow-on effect from there downstream. Te ngai he put it perfectly. Follow the stick. Kuena te rākau. Tukuna te rākau ki te mana, haere, mana, haere, te mana, te haere. Ko ia rā ia rātau. Ka kōrero ki te rākau, ka kōrero te rākau ki a tātou anō. Therefore, as mana whenua and as a treaty partner, we are concerned for the protection and the Māori and the mana of our taonga, our river, he taonga. We take our responsibilities because we've got to hand it to our tamariki. They've got to hand it to their tamariki, and so on. It is that responsibility. The cultural assessment for this activity does not really reflect the true impact that this development will have, and we have not been adequately engaged by the applicant to express this view, or at least the right people. Allowing this activity to go ahead without full understanding will be the crown again failing in its obligation to protect our interests under the Treaty of Waitangi, including our taonga, our possessions, our tino rangatiratanga, our authority, or our determination. Our mana whenua as landowners and our ahikā as custodians. Has due consideration been given to the sacred or the scattered burials of the dead who were placed here around the Hooker Falls area after various battles and skirmishes in the Takiwa? We know that back in the time of Kurapoto, Rongo Mai Tutaiaka fought with Ngāti Hotu, Ngāti Rua Kōpiri, and so on. They battled this area. They fought for ages because it was a valuable area. And they interred their kōiwi around the falls. Now, most of us within our whānau will understand a tūpuna that we have called Wairangi. We perform his haka, his tuakana, tamatehura, is buried over there. The very youngest son of Ngā Toroirangi, Hau Tuterangi, is interred over there after the first known recorded accident that happened on the Waikato River, Hau Tuterangi. As a result of that death, many places along the Napier Taupō Highway carry names that carried the mana of that death. Those are just two names I will throw out there. Now, if I applied to build a zipline on your land, crossed your river a few times, and you said no, you would expect it to end there, wouldn't you? Well, no. As far as I'm concerned, there's a double-edged sword going on here. Understanding our relationship and position is the first and most important phase. Further discussion is necessary. It must continue. Te hauora o te awa, the health of our river. The interactions between the river and tangata whenua are significant and play an important role in its health and wairua. The manner in which we exercise our mana or authority over this part of the river is guided by the need to protect and preserve its mauri, its life force, to protect both the health of the river and the well-being of the people who are dependent on it. Much has already been said about the negative effects of meatworks, farming, forestry, dairy factories, and mining along the Waikato and many other rivers. Likewise, the effects of change as a result of hydroelectric and geothermal power schemes. All in the name of the national good, I might add. A high number of submitters support this application, do so primarily on economic grounds. So clearly it's about the money. Let's not hide from that. It's about the money. In terms of the environment, how can this zipline enhance or provide a positive aspect or spectacle within our environment? It is already a relatively pristine, generally clean and natural area with a healthy variety of plant and bird life. It could be better. It used to be better. But people came along and stuffed it up. So how is the environment going to benefit from this application? With the intent to move people zipping through the environment in this way, there will be a new footprint, a human impact. With new walking tracks, possibly, unsightly aerial ropeways connected by towers, aerial wires across our river, in our airspace. An artificial impact can be minimized. It can be minimized, it can be absolutely minimized by not being there. The national policy statement. The national policy statement for freshwater management provided direction regarding water quality and quantity. It took significant steps by acknowledging the Treaty of Waitangi as the underlying foundation of Crown and Māori relationships and recognised te mana o te wai in setting freshwater objectives. It was inspired by the precedents in the Waikato and Whanganui River Acts, recognising tangata whenua values, including the kin relationship through whakapapa between iwi, hapu and the natural environment, including freshwater. And that is kaitiaki, iwi and hapu have a reciprocal obligation to ensure that freshwater ecosystems are healthy, including human health. In an appendix to the national policy statement, te mana o te wai is further elaborated by defining these relationships in terms of te hauora o te wai, the health of the water, te hauora o te tangata, the health of the people, and te hauora o te taiao, the health and mauri of the environment. So te hauora te wai is understood as the fundamental right of a river to flourish as a river with clean water, plentiful flows, and flourishing ecosystems and environments. Once that is secured, people can derive health and sustenance from the waterway in ways that ensure the whole water of the environment and wider ecosystem is sustained. The 2017 amendment of the policy statement Te Mana o Te Wai was further defined as the integrated and holistic well-being of a freshwater body. And as an integral part of freshwater management, and was a major step towards protecting particular waterways, Waikato being a particular waterway. In terms of community, what do we mean by community? Is that the business community? Who? How do we benefit from this? And I'm talking hapu here, marae, hapu, iwi. How do we benefit? Perhaps we could ask the supporters to put up their land for this application. If it is commonly support, if it is community support for the protection of the river and its environs, that's great. That's what we all want. However, if it's a business perspective, then that's not community. And if it's community, if it's any kind of support, it's economic support. I think the word community should be thrown out if it doesn't include Māori, if it doesn't include hapu, if it doesn't include iwi. That's not community. That's a certain type of community. I said I was coming in here with a taiaha. Handle it. Regarding Ngāti Tahu whāua, aroha mai ki a koutou rā, te whānau, but we've got things back to front here. Te runanga o Ngāti Tahu whāua Tauhara North number 2 has exercised support for the applicant and have claimed mana whenua. Whilst they may have an interest in the Te Huka area, they do not have mana whenua here. That is ours. They never have. In fact, when one does an analysis on the mana whenua debate, one could argue that it is Tū Wharetoa whose mana extends to the Mihi Bridge. The establishment of the marae, or haki marae, supports that notion. Te o haki o ngā toroirangi. Their involvement in this application has caused damage to the relationship with Tū Wharetoa. It has damaged our relationship with Ngāti Rauhoto, Ngāti Te Urunga, and I dare say probably with Ngāti Kapawa, Ngāti Te Rangihita, but I'll be very careful with what I say in that regard. But I think so. And take me outside and slap my ears later. It appears that they may have contributed to leading the applicant astray and are trying to extend the business portfolio by declaring their interest through mana whenua. Now, if they did, they would need to exercise their discretion as uri or descendants of Ngā Toroirangi and so become Ngāti Tū Wharetoa, which they are not. They've established themselves as Ngāti Tahu Whau. Nothing wrong with that. But there is a line that we have all drawn in the sand, our tribal boundaries, our streams, our rivers, our hilltops. We know where they are. And we do that amongst each other. This should not have come to this. Neither are they mandated representatives of our hapu iwi. If this was the case, Ngāti Te Rangihita could also assert mana whenua by stretching from Wairake Stream to the Mihi Bridge as well. In 1881, the 1881 sittings of the Native Land Court to settle the Wairake block, this block right here, saw four representatives from Parekārangi and known Ngāti Tahu Whāua Tūpuna, Weremu Te Whareaitu. Oh, I won't say their names, don't have to. Four representatives, their names are here. All were listed and declared themselves as Ngāti Rauhoto, clearly demonstrating their understanding of mana whenua by aligning with the appropriate ancestor and fitting in with the rest of iwi and hapu. I now mention our ancestor Tia, a high priest whose mana and name lies at Ātia Muri, Tia who was left behind, Ara Tia Tia, the stairway of Tia, Te Toka a Tia, the rock of Tia, and Taupō Nui a Tia, the great darkness that descended upon Tia. This mana tūpuna is also undisputed. I mentioned Kurapoto and two Rongo Maitu Taiaka, who defeated Ngāti Whiti, Ngāti Rua Kōpiri, and Ngāti Hotu here at Wairake, laying the foundations for the sons of Te Wharetoa to become the undisputed lands, lords of this land, and whom still are. Our ahikāroa, our fires of occupation, are still intact. We've been here the whole time. And tahu whāua aroha mai have not been part of that. Again, I suspect it is the trust trying to achieve some leverage over Te Wharetoa through business investment dealings. Their role in this application brings out an unhealthy relationship and damage amongst us. In 1886, our Te Hikuwai Te Wharetoa traditional northern boundary extended all the way to Waipapa, Lake Waipapa, which is over there to the north of Mangakino. Tahu whāua tauhara north number two interest in Te Huka come about because of their whakapapa ties to us, not the other way. In terms of mana or mandate they have done, they have none and should leave the business of this discussion to us. I am amazed and concerned that after 180 years of finally getting to the table to settle many of our Treaty of Waitangi grievances, they will take this position. So a suggestion. Make some of your own land available for a zip line downstream, right over the top of Ngāawa Purua and back again, just for the thrill. Perhaps even start at the top of Pairoa just to build up a bit of speed. Down past Parekārangi, cross over the rugby fields to Matarai Marae, hard right, up around Hōtaki, hard left, back across the river and finally down through the main streets of Reporoa, past the fish and chip shop, finally ending up at the tavern for a nerve-settling pint. Now you get an understanding of how this bugs us. It's insulting. Really, it's going to take away something special from what is already a very special area, a place. It's a wairua place. It's got mana, and it needs protection, not destruction. Having shared a relationship with our river for roughly 1,000 years, I think we kind of know how the place runs. Hey, we go beyond the time of Te Arawa Waka, we go back to the time of Kupe, to Ngake, Ngahue, Ngahue, who is our tūpuna. The potential for revenue gathering, I imagine, is considerable, which probably explains why they are supporting. It will certainly appeal greatly to other local tourist operations who hope to benefit by an increase in visitor numbers and revenue for their own operations. A piece of the so-called pie. In the context of operational and financial benefits, you stand to gain lots. We stand to lose more. Once again, as mana whenua and a treaty partner, we are concerned for the protection and the Māori and the mana of our taonga, the river, regarding this activity. The cultural assessment for this activity does not reflect the true impact this development will have. And how could you? How could you? Unless you have to do a specific cultural impact for everything that comes along, how can you? And in getting hoha with this whakaaro, we have to do a cultural impact. If we say it's he taonga tuku iho, that's enough cultural impact. Finally, our hapu and iwi are only just emerging from years of dialogue with the Crown through the Waitangi Treaty process, seeking redress for lost, stolen, confiscated lands in taonga, as well as the loss of economic potential and growth opportunity. Just nearby, there are significant lands and resources soon to return to the mana of our hapu. Having waited many years for this to happen, why would we then offer our approval when we need to encourage and develop our own potential and our own capacity? And do not assume that we don't have the capacity. We look to our cousins in the north at Te Arawa, and you just can only admire what they do over there. And they do it well. That's what we want to be like. Consider what we have given for the development and growth of this town and this district already. We lost Acacia Bay because we couldn't pay for the surveying of that block. Even though we didn't request it. We lost over 2,000 acres of the Wairake block to a crook called Robert Graham. And then to the Public's Work Act for the development of a geothermal power station and dams. The destruction of many ngāwhā, Wairiki and terraces and natural geothermal taonga. More dams for the good of the nation. And what benefit did we get? Rangatira Point, a rich man's private residence with our ancestor Ngāti Roirangi's face carved into the rock wall. The Taupo Township built on lands, Tauhara Middle. The Taupo Boat Harbour and the Whare Waka Point Reserves. We're still trying to get those back, hawhi hawhi. The life and the heat of our Oneke Neke stream at Waipahihi drained and sucked cold by the Taupo Hot Springs. We have been very generous. Tongariro National Park, Te Huka, Huka Falls, Otumuheke, Spa Park, He Papatua, Reed's Farm, and Mount Tauhara. We welcome you for free. Perhaps that's the problem. We're too bloody generous. We are thinking about our people, our future, and our sustainability. Our tribe and sub-tribes, there are a lot of people here at stake, roughly 40,000 of them. We, Ngāti Rauhoto, Ngāti Rauhoto Ātia, Ngāti Tua Te Urunga and our karanga hapu, Ngāti Rui Ngārangi, Ngāti Te Rangi Ita, Ngāti Kapawa, are the kaitiaki, the guardians of the Waikato River from Parakiri to Te Huka, Wairake Street. In fact, we believe it's all the way there to Aratiatia. To our tupuna tia, to his feet. It is part of our taiao, our house, our home, our kāinga. Our mana authority is undisputed and our rights under the Treaty of Waitangi are already protected and will not be relinquished. I believe that is fair to say that a business, that any business or other opportunities within our rohe utilising our resources should be for us to consider and executed as of right. And for the benefit of our own whānau, our hapu members, those opportunities arise and deem suitable. Therefore, on behalf of Māro Nui Ātia Marae, my whānau, my hapu, I'm not going to say their names, they are all my hapu. You can't strip a piece of whakapapa here and a piece of whakapapa here. We are all one. We oppose this activity until adequate engagement and cultural assessment and mitigations have been undertaken. It is with that statement that I complete this kōrero with an amended statement composed by my ancestor Matutai, and it kind of goes something like this, the second Māori king. This is my version of what he was saying to me in a dream. I looked down upon the valley of the Waikato as though to hold it in the hollow of my hands. See how it burst through the full bosoms of Tongariro and Ruapehu, then past Tauhara and Titi Raupinga, hills of my inheritance. The river of life, each curve as beautiful as the last, surges through Te Huka, powering through the stairway of Tia, surging through, around, across, and over. Thence towards the smooth belly of Kirikiriroa, its gardens bursting with the fullness of good things, towards the great meeting place at Ngārua Wāhia. There on the fertile mound I will rest my head and look through the thighs of Taupiri. There at the place of all creation, where the great fish of Maui first emerged, let the king come forth. Nā reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou. Enough rambling from me. Kia ora tātou katoa. Do I get any marks for this thesis?
Top marks. And
that's the first time I've read it.
And particular thanks for providing us with a copy, because it will certainly be useful once we begin to look at this in a little bit more detail. And I was making notes trying to understand
may not be super familiar with it, just off the top of your head, you've obviously covered a lot there.
That was another question.
Yeah, it's good. Is there anything in the cultural impact assessment that sticks out that you want to elaborate on that you disagree with, or more on top of what you've already covered?
Ooh, you're putting me on the spot there. That is for hapu to think about and discuss. That is not a one-man response. I met Mr. Simon, and he's a reasonable man. I think it's almost like go back to scratch starting. But I'll say this, it should not cross our river. No way. No way, Jose, no wires across that space. That is he wairua. I know that some of our Pākehā people listening will not understand wairua. But if you stood on top of Mount Ruapehu in a gale, and I've been in a few of those, you understand what wairua is. I have stood on the top of the big mountain in Hawaii, on the big island, and felt the surge of energy come up the mountain. That is wairua. The Waikato River has wairua. And wairua, when you lose it, you don't get it back. It's gone. It's kind of like the Potupaiare here when they were on Tauhara. The tupuna were so superstitious of them, they created a scorched earth policy to burn to the top of the mountain. They had so much fear and respect. So, yeah, there's my answer. There are too many people that need to talk to that group.
Jeff, in the letter that was submitted by Oscar Wilson on behalf of the chairman, there's a reference there to the hapu have not been engaged yet. Just going through your notes, I was disappointed to learn that meetings have disappointed clarity. Has there been a level of engagement or calm?
There has been, to my understanding. There has been a level of engagement, but I don't believe it was a suitable level of engagement or the right level of engagement. And one might argue with the right people. Don't talk to the baggage man. You need to talk to the millionaire. Ngā mihi anō ki a koe e wā, e whanau anō te arawa ti haurangi anō i a koto rā, e te tangi, e te heana i a koto rā, e te mai haere mai mai mō tau tata. E pai anō te kite i a.
So we'll just make it 10 minutes and we'll be back a little after 5:00.